British Public Radio. Business.
You're offering a value proposition.
Have an understanding of where you want to go.
Variety is interesting.
I started with £100.
Hello and welcome to Business Talk. I'm Louise Perry. Now, despite the economic downturn, research from HSBC Commercial Banking has found that businesses with smart finance strategies are not only more likely to predict a growth in the next 2 years, but also project a growth in exporting too. Well, joining me today to discuss many smart ways businesses can access finance is HSBC's Head of Trade and Receivables Finance Europe, Steve Box. Welcome to the programme, Steve.
Thanks, Louise.
We've been through a recession, I believe, official figures. I'm not quite sure I believe them, but official figures tell us we're out of recession, but we've seen some difficult years, and I'm sure we're going to have some more difficult years ahead of us before the economy really starts to grow again. Now, tell us, some businesses haven't been affected in quite the same way. You have seen businesses grow over these years. How have they done that?
Sure. Well, first of all, very difficult couple of years.
Yeah.
Every forecast we see says it may be the same, certainly for UK and Europe, for a few more years to come. What we've been seeing, though, is some growth pioneers, entrepreneurs in the SME world, particularly growing and finding different ways to grow. So they're collaborating more would be the first thing. They're working together rather than competing. Second one is they're definitely exporting more than ever before. And also they're investing today rather than divesting. So they're taking the opportunity now to keep hold of their people, their staff, investing in new infrastructure to capitalise on the downturn.
Now, the perception is that banks are not lending. That's what, as a consumer, and essentially as a small business myself, banks aren't lending.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of press and information at the moment. Certainly Bank of England figures say they're slightly down overall. I can't speak for other banks. All I can say is that we're not seeing that. So we made a pledge to the government, £12 billion funding to be available this year. And we've exceeded last year's lending by 10% if you take that measure. What's more exciting is the international SME fund that we put together for £4 billion this year to support international trading. And we'd already got to that £4 billion funding level by September. So we've increased that by another billion. And trade, when we talk about invoice finance and trade, the funding available to customers for international trade is up by over 80%. So we're actually seeing more lending. Albeit, you know, I will balance that by saying some customers are conserving cash, considering their future and where they want to invest, where others are already mobilising now and taking that move.
With small businesses and with entrepreneurs, they have the idea. They're the idea people. So they come up with an idea for a business, but they're often put off by the fact that, well, I've got to write a business plan. Before I can go to my bank and ask for some money for my idea, I've got to come up with this in-depth business plan, and I can't do that. So straight away, they're kind of almost putting a barrier. What sort of advice would you give to those sort of entrepreneurs?
Sure, it's a great question. So, you know, having worked in the branch area before, commercial banking, as well as now trade and invoice, and been around quite a number of entrepreneurs during the years, I would say it's about having the right team and collaboration early with people. Not every entrepreneur is going to be an expert in preparing paperwork, understanding the tax legal situations. So I think it's about understanding where you can go for that information and talking early, engaging early with people that can help form those structures. Certainly banks want to understand you're confident, you know your market, you know where you're going to be trading, whether that be domestic, international. We need to understand what sort of stake is going in to the business from the individual as well. But we don't expect everybody to be perfect in these environments. And certainly our job, UKTI, if you look at other forms of business support that out in the market, accountants, professionals. It's about working with communities and people that can forge and help you put that structure together. We cannot expect everyone to be experts at everything.
So they shouldn't be put off. They should seek advice. Are there people, for instance, at HSBC that can help them with a business plan?
Very much so. I mean, at HSBC, we have 200 international commercial managers now dedicated to help you facilitate growth internationally with experts, not only on the ground in the UK, but in 80 countries throughout the world. UKTI, we're working with UKTI just at the moment because they have some smart forms of finance to consider as well as banking. And there's an Export for Growth Week just underway with Nick Baird heading that. And already we're mentioning collaborating together about where those markets are and how to help customers, SMEs, grow for the future.
I've got a question for you here from George. He says, what do I need to have in place before coming to you regarding finance? So what's the basic things he would start with?
Well, the basic thing is know where you're going to be operating. So okay. what does your structure look like? Is it a service? Is it a product? Why is it going to give you a competitive edge, I guess, for maybe what is operating in the markets today? What kind of stake are you looking to invest in yourself? And what's your support infrastructure like? So how much do you want to lend? What markets you're going to be in? Why do you think this is going to work? And how will your cash work for you? How will it flow? Because supply chains, whether you're manufacturing, buying in goods, whether you're then having to worry about how long before you add value and sell and get paid, can be quite a long time. You know, some of these transactions through a supply chain can be 180, 300 days. So it's about using smarter forms of finance that can also restrict your own pledges of your property that may cause you fear or anxiety, and using smart forms of finance which don't necessarily need that. And that's where trade and receivables can come in.
Because do you find that with small businesses, cash flow is a big problem?
Yeah, I guess I can only sort of talk about great experiences, but I will use my father in this. He set up a business to run a haulage firm, and you know, cash was tight because the big buyers had some demands about when we're prepared to pay you.
Yeah.
And cash was then tight. He was having to pay for fuel, running the machines himself. Indeed, he was working late at night, creating the invoices and doing everything himself. So there's a lot of sweat and effort that goes into running a business. What he tried to do was, in the old form of banking, you would go to your bank manager, you would sit down with him, you'd give up your property, you'd ask for money in this nice big room, and and obviously on the back of that you'd get traditional lending.
Yeah.
Today, you know, the haulage industry as well are looking at smart forms of finance, and they're saying we don't need to pledge property, our houses. What we can do is use the invoice that we've sent to the buyer of the goods or the service.
Yep.
And we can, within 24 hours, get funding against that invoice if we're selling to a good quality debt, a buyer.
So there are ways to get
definitely
around
ways,
the cash flow.
Definitely
then.
Ways. Yeah. Whether you're importing or exporting, there are smarter forms. And one of the pieces of advice I was going to say is look at your balance sheet. Check out your balance sheet today and how you trade. What does it look like? What assets can you use to raise finance should you be looking to trade abroad or domestically? But certainly we're seeing more people invest for export growth.
Now, we've been talking a lot about trading overseas.
Yeah.
Businesses are looking now further afield because the Eurozone is struggling. States, the growth is now so small and predicted to be a fairly low growth. So sure. Why is it so important that businesses are now looking outside of that?
Well, as we alluded to before, you know, pretty flat economy at the moment. I'm sure there are certain domestic businesses still trading well. But if you look to the faster growing markets, having been in China recently, if you look at Brazil, where I've been to recently, Middle East, just to take not only some of the customers that are looking to get into those markets, but you can just feel and see the rising consumer demand. China's a good example. In 2010, 37 million middle class individuals. By 2020, that would be 400 million. So yeah. The demand for goods and services is great. If you then look at their 12-5-year plan, it's all around clean energy, sustainability. It's about technology, because they know the demand for these things are going to be very important to the population. So when you look at Cambridge, biotech, clean tech, Aberdeen, wind, you know, generation, rather than just always thinking oil and subsea, then there's some great knowledge that is going to be extremely powerful and in demand in China. And also the services. If you can produce goods and services that are clean and sustainable in China, they seem to be in real big demand at the moment.
Do you think it's absolutely essential for the UK's growth that businesses are looking now to trade further and trade further overseas? And these small businesses are key to our growth.
Yes, without it, our SME, you know, area is absolutely key to our growth. It's the heartbeat of the business. And certainly even the large customers require the smaller businesses to be trading this way. We're seeing these pioneers already mobilising, Louise. We're not seeing them just waiting. But exporting is definitely where the growth is, whether we like that or not.
Yeah.
It's where it is. We can see it's all about the consumer demand. And, you know, taking Brazil earlier, which I didn't talk about, they don't really have many brands themselves. Probably, you know, associate Brazil with maybe Pele or Coca-Cola.
Yeah, football.
But you know, apart from that, it's what is it they aspire to buy as their consumer demand grows, and they don't have any local brands. So if you can get into the market, it's a tough market to go into.
Yeah.
You've got to understand the taxation. I think there's 74 taxes in that area, but
right.
There are tax-free zones. So if you can find the right zones, there are ways to work. And you know, over there only about a year ago with Grant Thornton, UKTI, talking to customers from UK, how you can mobilise in country and do that safely. But having partners on the ground as well, absolutely important.
So if you could just give us a couple of sort of top tips now for businesses looking to trade or businesses just starting out and looking for finance, give them a few tips about thinking freshly about their finance. Mm. What tips would you give them?
Well, I think, first of all, there's nothing better than a good network.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether you're in banking or whether you're running an SME business, networks are extremely important. You know, people, if you're thinking about something, I guarantee someone's already doing it.
Yeah.
So having a community and a network, very, very important. And that network should expand to be your bank, the UK government, you know, UKTI, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce. It should be embracing all of that before you go and mobilise and do things. Secondly, as I said before, look at your balance sheet. I think the traditional forms of finance of yesterday are moving towards smarter forms of finance. I'm already seeing, over the last 2 years, an extra £1 billion of funding going out in smarter forms where the traditional forms aren't growing anywhere near as quickly. People are seeing this and changing and using that. It gives peace of mind, Louise, because if I was running a business, I'm not so sure how comfortable I'd be in today's environment on, firstly, my balance sheet. What did that look like after the last 2 years? And secondly, you know, having to sleep at night if I've pledged my property, if I've had to give that by way of security, if there are ways to mitigate that and get that property back in today's environment, I think I'd quite like that.
Yeah, I think most people would.
So I think that's really, really important. I think the third one for me would be, you know, look to the faster growing markets, but understand, and our reports can help that, but understand what are the types of products that are in demand now. You know, Listerine, I would never have thought Listerine, but apparently you are deemed middle class in Brazil if you have Listerine in a bathroom.
Oh, right.
Because
okay.
Now, so the demand for Listerine is a major growth. Who would have thought it?
You'd have never put mouthwash.
Exactly. Well, I can't say that. But my view would be, understand where the markets are flowing, where's the demand, and what type of product differentiation do you have? Not every product will work in those countries.
Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Well, we've run out of time. My thanks to Steve Box. We'll see you again soon. Goodbye.